Anna Mari Kelsey says federal budget cuts being proposed by President Donald Trump would be devastating for science. Kelsey is president of the University of Washington, and now she's speaking up for science.
Well, I've been talking to anyone who'll listen.
And she told KUOW's David Hyde that scientists should too, even if that means joining the March for Science this weekend.
If we want the public to support us, and we need the public to support us because that's critical to funding, we need to be telling how our research impacts people's lives, what we're doing. Quite frankly, some faculty are better at it than others. But I think that most of our faculty can actually explain their work in language that's clearer, using stories that are clearer. And sometimes we don't reward them for that. And we're trying to create the kind of environment where our faculty is rewarded and is given the tools that they need to be able to communicate about their work, again, so that the public will support it.
What concerns you about the kind of skepticism that we're seeing towards basic scientific knowledge at this point? What are you seeing there? What do you think we should do about it?
Well, skepticism is critical to science, but we shouldn't be skeptical about science itself. And that, I think, is more the problem. It's not that we're skeptical about any particular result, because, you know, science is about withstanding really hard scrutiny. But when we start doubting the importance of science itself, that is hard to understand when there is just so much clear evidence of what science has done and the key role that it plays. Science shouldn't be a partisan issue. That's just not what science is all about. In fact, one of the things I love about science is that it is a way of communicating across all kinds of boundaries. So I think that's been hard for people. I think the other thing that sometimes is difficult in the translation is that, for example, in journalism, you always want to present both sides of the story. And I think that sometimes that translates into science, and sometimes the bulk of the science is pretty clear, and it's not like there's really two equal sides. Maybe at the beginning of understanding an issue. But, you know, I think that the idea that there is some debate still out there, and I think that the preponderance of science is in one direction as to what degree is climate change being fueled by things that humans do. I mean, there's room for some debate as to what degree is it are humans pushing it. But there's not a lot of room, I think, for argument that climate change is happening. And I think that when we're arguing about is it happening at all, I mean, just look around you.
There's also a March for Science coming up this weekend. What do you think about faculty participating in that?
Well, I think that, you know, our faculty should and does get involved in the world in various ways. And the march is just, you know, one more way in which our faculty can be involved, talking about their work and making it clear that their work is important. Some of our faculty will choose to participate, and some will maybe spend that weekend working in the labs or working on a paper. That's entirely their choice.
Anna Mari Kelsey is president of the University of Washington. She spoke with David Hyde of KUOW's politics team. Seattle's March for Science will start at Cal Anderson Park at 10 a.m. in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood.